League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
I feel like Mariah Carey. Got these naysayers so obsessed. He can't move on, he can't let it go. He hook nose full of that Tina Snow.
This little bag of dub, you talk about Megan's Law. For a free beat, you could hit Megan Raw. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell here for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Welcome to Astros reporting today. Pitchers and catchers reporting today. Baseball season is back. All right? And here we go. And I just saw, okay, how would you feel about this? You want to trade Kyle Tucker?
I would consider it.
How about trading him to the Dodgers?
What? Yeah. They can't have everybody.
No, that's what, there's a trade out here. Somebody says, yeah, the Astros could trade their superstar. He's connected. How about a trade idea to the Dodgers?
That's
because you know how much money they have to spend? Since they're only paying Ohtani $2 million.
Yard Barker, they just say crazy stuff in their headlines.
Well, no. They only pay.
Who did it come from?
$2 million to
Shohei. But where'd the initial, they don't say anything themselves. Where'd the initial thing come from?
What do you mean, where'd the initial thing come
from? Well, the initial story. Who are they quoting to say? They don't come up with their own content.
Yeah. Zachary Rotman of Fansided.
Oh. So what else do we have today?
Anyway,
is it fan-sided Dodger account or something?
If they come to the conclusion that Kyle Tucker must be traded to recoup assets, the Dodgers are an obvious destination. We all know the Dodgers have tons of money to spend, especially after all their deferred deals. And they also happen to have a strong farm system as well as young players Houston would covet. So there you have it.
I don't see Dodgers. I mean,
well, why not?
Would have to, well,
if you pay Shohei Ohtani $2 million, you got a lot
say
of money.
Deferred, but you have. I don't think Kyle Tucker's deferring anything, number one. And so we'll see. Like, I don't think he's taking deferred money.
No, but he wouldn't have to, actually. He probably wouldn't have to because everybody else is deferred. Mookie's deferred. Ohtani's deferred.
Yeah, but they got a bunch of guys.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they absolutely do. But you know what? I don't want to see him go to the. I mean, if the Dodgers don't win in the next 4 years, what a gigantic waste they are.
What a disaster.
What a disaster. And speaking of baseball, you see, we have shattered a barrier. First full-time female play-by-play. Jenny Kavner is going to be doing. Oh, it's not. It's actually not Major League Baseball. It's the A's. So I'm not sure. It's they're going to be playing in a little league stadium this year.
That's high triple A.
It is high triple A. Well, I guess it's high triple A. I guess it's triple A, period.
Yeah, this year they probably couldn't find an announcer. I'm not calling games in this state. No one's even going to be there.
We're not playing.
Yeah, like what? I'm not doing
Are
this.
Are you though?
Yeah.
For what?
Oh, you think that they just gave
they
it to her because nobody
find
else
an
would
announcer,
take
so they hired a woman, is what you're saying?
She's going to take it. You know that.
That's what he said, and now you're doubling down. I was trying to segment that to Lance, and now you're doubling down.
I don't like the way that this show is starting to try to make me look a certain way.
What?
When in our battle for
worst person.
No, not worst person.
Worst person. You
equal
win.
Rights. No, I'm just saying.
You said it.
Well, it just so happens she's going to take it, but I also think that it's probably hard to get anyone to do that job right now.
There's not going to be anyone.
I tell you who wouldn't take it. Pam Oliver.
You started this by...
What's her name that does stuff with...
She probably wouldn't because she doesn't do baseball.
No, who's the one that does college football?
Pam Ward is what you're talking about.
Pam Ward would never take that job.
I don't know.
Pam Ward can keep doing Northwestern football. Why would she go
do... She's done NBA basketball games, too. So John started it by saying, oh, we've got a breakthrough. A woman's going to do play-by-play. And then it devolved into, well, it's not really Major League Baseball because it's the A's. And then Lance says... Lance says, what did you say? Oh, they probably couldn't find anyone who wanted to take it.
Well, I just made an observation. I made an observation, irrespective of who's going to take the job, it's probably hard to find someone because they don't have a stadium.
Well,
no one cares.
No, everybody wanted that job. And you know what?
No one's going to watch. Nobody's going to listen.
They decided, you know what? She's the best candidate for this job that everyone covets.
No one's going to watch. No one's going
to
listen.
But you had to poo-poo the whole thing and make it look like a bad job.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Would Jeremy Branham rather call A's baseball or Cougars basketball?
Cougars basketball.
Cougars basketball.
Cougars basketball.
He's not going there for that horrible job where
no one's
gonna see him or hear him. Dell,
would I rather call Roughnecks or A's baseball?
Yeah, which one?
Roughnecks.
Stop it.
Yeah,
the lie
made,
is coming out of
point made.
The lie that you just told is egregious. And then you ask Jeremy, I don't know how much the Cougs pay, but Major League Baseball play by play.
It's the A's.
Stop it.
Let's say assuming they pay the same amount of money.
They're not paying the same amount of money.
Okay. You know they got her on the cheap.
Assuming.
See, this is what I'm saying.
Assuming they pay 20%
more. You
want
this? You want it or not?
The prestige of being a you can move up. You don't have to be the A's play by play guy forever if you're Jeremy Branham. You move to another level if you do a good job. It's a stepping stone. He's taking the A's job.
He's not taking
the A's
job.
Yes, he is.
The Cougar job he gets away from here.
He gets away from here.
From Joel?
You said that, not me.
No, when you're saying from here.
You said
that,
not me.
What does here mean? What do you mean Gal, the station?
Well,
technical issues, a room sometime that's either really hot or really cold.
Exactly.
Where we're doing the show.
He gets to travel the country.
Why would you get away from the extremes?
Extreme
here?
Weathers of our
And he gets to call play-by-play for a Major League Baseball team, despite what we think of A's. He gets trips to Houston.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out.
Yeah. We got to ask Jeremy which he would take. The A's
Cougar basketball. He's not going to tell them he'd leave them immediately.
No, he's going to tell the truth. Jeremy tells the truth.
You know how much you'd be hated for
Jeremy
taking...
does the sugarcoat stuff. He says what's in his heart.
Oh, yeah. No.
When Jeremy... it comes to his pockets, you think he's going to be like, yeah, I'd leave right now.
Yes, I do. I think he would.
I think he would, actually.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that he absolutely would. He'd be like, I'm out of here. No question.
Yeah.
And as soon as the Cougars came with a $5,000 raise, he's like, never mind, I'll stay here.
Well,
I'm just trying to leverage you, A's.
I don't know if the Cougs are coming up with another $5,000. I'm not sure they would. So we're getting through to now all kinds of different. What do you think CJ is as far as DraftKings has him as a MVP candidate next year?
Probably based on what those numbers usually like, maybe either 8-1 or 10-1.
14-1.
Okay. Yeah, I mean that's pretty. I got to tell you, 8-1 is like one of the favorites.
Yeah.
So, 14's not. Yeah, 14's very, very reasonable.
He's behind seven other quarterbacks.
I'm guessing the first one is like 5-1, maybe.
I don't see that. Okay. Let's see. Oh yeah. Yeah, no, they don't. This story doesn't say. It's got Mahomes is first, then Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jordan Love, Brock Purdy, and Justin Herbert all ahead of him.
Jordan Love,
and
I wouldn't do that.
And Brock Purdy? Well, I guess
Brock Purdy maybe, but no. I wouldn't do Jordan Love ahead of him. And you know what?
And Justin Herbert.
If you
either.
Throw him
well,
another wide receiver,
he's got Harbaugh now.
Yeah, and who plays more pro style run stuff?
Yeah, but
like his numbers will probably go down with Harbaugh, and the wins will probably go up. He may be a quarterback who's better off if you don't have him carrying everything, and he's more efficient. I think if you give a wide receiver another, if you had a free agent wide receiver to to C.J. Stroud, does that take him to 12-1? Like, his odds are getting better.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And remember, Tank Dell comes back next year. I mean, well, we know that.
And what about Brandon Ayuk to the Texans? He apparently is no longer happy being a San Francisco 49er. He, his girlfriend, who else was in that, Dell? Who else was saying how Brandon went out?
It was another family member. I have to look it up. But there are multiple family members who talked about not giving their guy the ball.
Yeah. She after the game, she was like, it might be the last time we ever saw Levi Stadium.
And I said, you know, and I'm like, why is Christian McCaffrey not touching the ball enough in the third quarter? This is a problem when you have Debo and McCaffrey. There's not enough cat touches for everyone.
Well, yeah.
McCaffrey, you've got Kittle, although I once again, I just think Kittle is not what people always, I think people just think Kittle's something that he's really not anymore. And that's one of the reasons I gave them Jatavion Sanders in my mock draft to pair with him and then eventually take over. But Kittle doesn't get it as much as he used to. And then, you know, you have Debo Samuel. You want to get? I thought Ayuk got the ball decent the other day in the Super Bowl.
Ayuk? No,
didn't he?
No, he caught a early and then he disappeared. Juwan Jennings was.
Oh yeah, it was
Juwan all Juwan Jennings. Yeah, I mean,
I remember Ayuk had a couple of, you know, kind of deep intermediates over the middle. He had catches.
Yeah, very little.
He had three
catches.
Which wasn't enough for the family.
Well, and Kittle had 1,000 yards this year.
Did he have 1,000?
1,020, yeah.
What?
Yeah, and six
touchdowns. How many catches?
He had 90 targets, 65 catches.
Yeah, better. That's more than I thought.
Yeah, I mean.
The year before, the last 2 years, I know he hasn't been great.
Well, he had 60 catches the year before for 765, 71 catches. He had 11 touchdowns last year. 11? That's a big number.
Why am I sleeping on George Kittle?
I don't know. I don't know why you thought that about him.
Do you feel like I get? Maybe I just get so Kelsey'd out.
Well,
that I don't even think about Kittle anymore.
In 2020, he missed a bunch of games, but been there. He's been there for him. 15, 16, 14. For the most part, he's been there, and he catches.
I swear to you, whenever I watch any San Francisco game, I watch Kittle's usually a non-factor. Not like he was the first 3 years.
Yeah. It was 1,377, 1,050. This is his third biggest production year with 1,000 yards. Third 1,000 yard season.
He's been healthy.
And he's been healthy. Yeah. But maybe that's why the 49er fans aren't exactly thrilled.
But this
with
is
right
what
now.
Did he come in? Did he come in the league in 15 or 16? I think it may have been 15.
His first year was 17.
Kittle's first year was 17.
Yeah, 17. Yep. That was his first year. He didn't do much that year. First year, 515. But
that's pretty good for a rookie.
Yeah, not bad.
So he'll be in his eighth season. There's
speaking of which,
left.
I guess Dalton Schultz said on the flagship that he wants back. He said he wants. Of course, they always say that. Hey, do you want to come back to Houston? Yes, I would love to come. Of course,
tell you that from people I've talked to, there is a thought that he wants to test the market. Well, yeah, he'll come back as long as he's getting max value. Like, he's not looking to just stay with Houston.
Right.
He's looking for the best paycheck.
Why? Why not a hometown discount?
Well, I mean, that's what I always think.
Right.
Once you're here, don't you love it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't love it, then get out of our city.
Yeah, go back to
there's
Dallas.
You got two choices. You can either get out of the city if you don't like it and you don't want to throw up the H's, or you can give us a little bit of a hometown discount.
So is he...
Those
the question is, are you douchey and you want to go back to Dallas? I mean...
If you are, I don't know that I need you here.
Yeah.
I do need you here unless you're going to drop like in the last two games.
What are the choices? Houston or Dallas? He can't pick one of the other 30 teams?
Well, I mean,
or he has to be a douche?
All I'm saying is, are you douchey? That's all.
Well, he doesn't have to play in Dallas.
No. No, I understand that. And they probably don't want him back, right?
Ferguson? Cheaper. They got Jake Ferguson cheaper.
Yeah, right. So take what you can get here. Take whatever we offer
so
you.
So now we've got.
And catch the ball, by the way.
We'd like Dalton back.
I'll give you eight.
And then you develop something in your head where he's going to take the Texans to the cleaner. So screw you. Take what we give your get out. Is that where we're at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Beat it.
Okay. I thought you wanted him back.
I hope he's not.
I do want him back. But let's not be crazy. We're trying to build a championship here. Do it. If Tom Brady could defer money, you can take less.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, we're trying to build a championship here.
Yeah.
Don't break the bank on us. We need that money for Chris to break the bank.
We're still not sure if you're a Dallas guy or a Houston guy. Yeah. So
we'll give you a 2-year deal, $16 million total. I think that's fair.
So here are Ayuk's. This is the exact reason why we leave in San Francisco. Don't forget what got you there. Why does the all-pro 1,300-yard receiver have 3 catches in the Super Bowl?
But Jennings had a good – well, first of all, who are they blaming this on? Shanahan? I mean, Jennings had a good game. McCaffrey started running the ball. Brock didn't play all that well.
No, Brock didn't play all that well.
And Debo, they tried to get Debo the ball, but Debo is not Debo right now. You know, they tried to hand it off. He had a couple runs, but then he was hurt with his leg a little bit, and he came back in the game, but – I don't know. It just doesn't. I didn't get the feeling.
Well, maybe Legarius Sneed did a really, really nice job on him. Maybe that's what happened.
Or they have two like Pro Bowl, All Pro caliber.
Slow down,
corner bowl.
You think a wide receiver and their family are going to give any credit to a cornerback? No, shutting him down.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, if listen, we know that wide receivers are the biggest divas in football. Do you think that their families aren't right there with them in general?
No. I heard talk. Well, let's do it on the other side.
Andre's not. Our Hall of Famer is not a...
No, he's not.
Is not a diva.
But we... No, he's the last. He is not a diva at all. Let's take a look at the... There's another story out about which free agents from the Super Bowl are out there and who might match the Texans. We'll do that on the other side. Right now, we got Underdog...
Underdog Fantasy is basketball season now. We were basketball season, but now we're full-time basketball season. You've got pro basketball. Every single night there's a game. Every single night there's the Pick'em Challenge. Go to the app. Well, first of all, go download the app, and it's Underdog Fantasy app. You can go download that app. You can go to the website if you want to do it from the website. You can also play off your laptop. But I'm telling you now, it's really fun because you can sit and watch Rocket Basketball and play along with the game. And what you're doing is you're picking statistics that you think are a little soft that they list out there, and you say, ooh, this point total, I think he's going to have more. I think Alperen's going to have more here. And so you go higher in that one. You have to pick between 2 and 5. But when you pick between 2 and 5, you give yourself a chance to win up to 100 times your original play. It's completely legal here in the state of Texas. It's real money. And so you're going to enjoy your basketball at the same time you're watching for rebound totals and assists and points, rebounds, and assists and three-pointers. And there's all these statistics that you can go higher or lower than if you are analyzing the games properly. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit. They're going to match that first deposit up to $100. And when you make your first deposit, you're going to have a special pick available to you. And those special picks are usually automatic winners. So make sure that you... Go to download the app today. Use promo code Lance to double up that first deposit up to $100. Terms and conditions apply. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. If you feel like you have a gambling issue, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Twin Flames.
None of it matters because you're a twin flame and this is your union.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get it. Does the phones work? Because this isn't working up here.
Yeah, that's the screen. We'll get that settled. Yeah, by the way, it's Valentine's Day, right? Don't we normally have a thing where someone gets advice?
Freaky deaky.
Oh,
we got to see a freaky. I already got my call from somebody we both know who used to work for the Texans who looks forward to it every single year. Every year. And I got the text like, and he reminds me basically, hey, it's Valentine's Day coming up tomorrow. Is Freaky Deaky going to be on? I said, well, I hope so. I would think so. I haven't set it up with him, but you know, he knows the deal.
He knows he's got to get in here.
Rules of Valentine's. He always does that.
Yeah.
Hey, quick story before you get to the free agency stuff. I heard a story from, well, I know this for a fact because LeShane knows the restaurant that he went to. So Dana White and the UFC were in, I guess they were in Canada not that long ago. And he went into a restaurant that LeShane knew about. LeShane's tight with Mick Maynard, who is the matchmaker who lives here in Houston. And I guess he told Mick about, you know, a restaurant or something to go to. And I don't know what kind of restaurant it was, but so Dana White and a couple other people go in there for dinner. He has whatever he has. His bill is $350. He leaves $1,000 on the $350. Then he goes to the back of the house, the staff with the whoever it was, the GM who was there, the owner, the chef, whatever, and gives $10,000 to the people in the back working. Just left a $10,000 tip for everyone in the back. Every dishwasher, a total of $10,000. Yeah, Dana White did for the dishwashers, the cooks, the grill people, whoever was working in the back. Yeah, I think he said there was like 6 to 8 people working in the back and just left them 10 G's on top of the $650 tip he left at front of the house. You know what LeShane goes?
Hey.
He goes, Dana's a great guy. He goes, but he's been in here about 3 times. Never once did it. Never once did it for me. He goes, come on, let's come up with a little something. By the way, we were waiting for you last night to see if you were going to come by, and then we thought you were going to have, because Nicole really wanted to have that last drink.
Uh-huh. Did she? Well, she did.
She had a few last drinks.
Yeah, she had a few last drinks.
She gives up alcohol, too, and she did dry January, so it's going to be kind of a dry spring for her. But we were waiting, and then Ryan wanted to know if you gave up something for Lent, but I'll have to tell you off the air.
Yeah, okay.
Ask Granato if he gave that up.
No.
I don't think he...
No, I don't give that
partakes.
Up.
Partakes.
I don't...
No.
Oh, ow. Well, I told you. My wife made a better offer, so yeah. I didn't come in to see you guys. Yeah, how about
that's,
that?
That's pretty easy.
That was much better. That was a much better plan.
It's pretty easy call.
Than going to see LeShane. Yeah, that's always a fun time. Beat it. Yeah, how you feeling today? How you feeling today with the OGDs?
Banged up.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. We got this. The guys that were in the Pro Bowl. We talked a lot about a lot of guys, but here are some names of Super Bowl players and whether or not you want them. And I heard the guys in the afternoon say, yeah, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, love to have that guy. I don't.
What's the difference between Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Motor? I think Motor's better than him.
But you need another guy. I mean,
you do.
I mean, you don't have anybody. The only guy you got, Damian Pierce is the only guy you got on the roster right now.
So you basically are just finding somebody who fits the scheme. That's all.
Yeah. Would Clyde Edwards-Helaire fit the scheme? I guess. I mean, I'm not going to break the bank for Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
No, he's a little bit of a dancer. He's not a true one-cut back. Kind of a short strider. I don't know that he's a great fit.
I know he's not a very good goal line guy. I know
he's terrible. He was bad at LSU, he's awful. Too.
Yeah, he was bad there, and he's been bad in the pros, too.
I mean, you do have Damian Pierce under contract, and he's good at the goal line.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could.
I guess he is.
Well, I was surprised they didn't use him more in that position with Houston. I mean, that's his – he's a hammerhead.
I know he was good at destroying his little wide receiver. I know he was good at that.
Yeah. Well, he's just trying to run. Keep him out of the way. You know what? When this tank gets rolling, keep the other tank out of the way.
Well, no. Let's get him. We're going to start him at guard next year, okay, to block for Damian Pierce on the goal line. That's what we're doing. Dumb. Chris Jones. We've talked about this a bunch.
Yeah.
Chris Jones would be awesome. What's that going to cost, though?
It's going to cost a ton.
A ton.
It's going to cost I think it's the mid 20s, I believe. Let me check what the I'm trying to remember what the – so he signed a 20-year deal. He signed a 4-year $80 million deal, and then he signed a 1-year $19.5 million, which is the number for the
franchise.
The franchise tag. Yeah. I think that he's probably going to shoot for $25 million a year would be my guess.
If you can't get him, Javon Kinlaw?
Kinlaw's kind of a goose. I would skip on him. He hasn't always been. He's kind of – well, look, So now,
D'Amico knows him.
Yep. Exactly. So if D'Amico thinks he's okay, but if D'Amico doesn't go after him, that should tell you something. Because he's the kind of – so he fits Eric Armstead, DeForest Buckner, Javon Kinlaw. They look the same. Chris Jones, same physical types. Chris is a little thicker and wider, but Chris is also a tall guy who plays kind of upright. They're all the same body types, which I never – you know, they used to just be considered the 3-4-5 techniques, you know, over the play over the tackle. Now they play inside now, and they are pretty successful. DeForest Buckner's been very good. Eric Armstead's still going strong. Kinlaw has his moments. He flashes. He's just kind of immature. He's kind of immature, and there's some other stuff I'll tell you off the air, but I don't know that I would go with him. But if D'Amico's comfortable with him, I guess I have to be comfortable with him. He knows him better than me.
Yeah, a heck of a lot. Chase Young.
You know what? I'm to the point now I pass on him. I heard some things about Chase Young. They talked on the broadcast. He wasn't really playing hard the game before, and so now he played a lot harder in the Super Bowl. Anybody who's in an NFC Championship game and takes plays off and all that, that bothers me when you add in the injury stuff with him too. Plus, I think he's playing a little heavier than he should be, honestly. So I don't know. I'm a little worried about Chase Young. If you give him a huge payday, is he going to be available all the time? Is this guy going to work hard? Is he playing hard? I mean, this is a contract year for him.
Legarius Sneed.
Yeah, of course. But yes. There's no way they let him go.
Yep. How about Mecole Hardman?
Nah, we got Tank.
Well, we do need another guy.
That's another tiny team.
Yeah. You know what? You could, I mean.
Give me some size.
I don't know. I saw it wouldn't be bad to have a guy that
he
could
doesn't really do a lot. Like,
yeah, he's
he
not.
Just goes deep and he goes short. Yeah, and right. That's it.
He wasn't nearly the kind of.
Have you noticed that he didn't do anything with the Jets? I mean, how can you not do something with the Jets with that offense they had? All he does stuff is with Patrick Mahomes. Ooh, I could go out in a game.
No, see.
Three catches, 26 yards. And that's nothing, right? That's nothing. That's being very realistic.
You would get zero
three catches, 26 yards.
Could put Javon Kinlaw on you.
No,
and
it'd
you
probably
would not
be as a zone beater. I'm not saying I'm going to beat a lot of man coverage. I'm just saying against the zone, I could sink
you
into the zone.
You would pull a Greenlaw. You would tear your Achilles.
Yes, you would. Running on the field, you would tear a hamstring.
Listen. Against the
jogging
zone,
onto the field.
I know how to exploit
walking,
the zone pockets.
Walking.
I could exploit the zone pockets. By the way, I'm supposedly, I'm not the most injured person. I've lost my title.
Josh Beard told me.
Josh Beard has now dislocated his finger and had a concussion within the last like 4 months. He's done
two
things.
Fell on his face like Tank?
Concussion was a while back when he slipped on stairs. You slipped on stairs. You can't talk about this.
No.
Remember, he slipped on stairs.
I broke a rib.
And he had a concussion. But he followed that up. He stacked another injury with, now he's got a splint on his finger. And he showed me the x-ray. It looked broken to me, but he said it was just dislocated. So he's now, I said, you've still got one more to go to catch me. But I didn't do mine in 4 months.
Yeah.
Like, I spread mine out over four years.
It's a race for greatness.
I imagine the recovery time for Josh Beard will be shorter. You are still trying to recover from your injuries.
Yeah, you're not.
Well, I had severe injuries.
Yeah.
Well, sure, severe injuries.
Yeah. Well, okay. Time for me to talk about HRP. Now, listen, your insurance and everything else, I mean, you get through, HRMP will offer the insurance packages for your company. Like if you have a Lance and you need a really good insurance company to handle, you know, all of the claims from him and his family, well, you need an HRMP to give you the best options for your business. See, the other guys, the other admin companies, they don't give you options on the insurance. This is the insurance, and here it is. And wow, it's not great, is it? It's not perfect for our business, but that's the one that they offer. So you have to take it. You have to take their 401k. You have to take. Don't do it. Don't do it. Get somebody who's in the payroll business and in the HR business, and that's it. That's the only business that they have, and that's HRMP. And then they give you options on all the other stuff. And which is perfect for your business. Listen, let them come and do a consultation. It's absolutely free. They'll come to your business. They'll check it out. They will give you a consultation on how much money. And there's a good chance that they're going to save you a bunch of money. You're looking for the best way to get that. Your business is growing. You need a real payroll company and a real HR company. We got them. HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN975.com. Time to wake up.
Hey, you. You're finally awake. You were trying to cross the border, right?
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance and the same five guys who always call. Oh, yay.
Yeah, no, I didn't know. 713-780-3776.
By the way, clean this up a little bit. Chris Jones is going to be a little bit more expensive.
You think?
I'm looking at, well, so SpotTrack has his value at $28.4 million per year. They think his market value is 3 years, $85.4 million. That's going to be low. I'll tell you why. Joey Bosa, and I understand some of these are going to be DNs. Joey Bosa's average per year is 27. TJ Watt is 28, and you would argue he's underpaid. Nick Bosa is 34 per year, five-year deal, 170. Aaron Donald's 31.6 per year, total value 95.5, 3 years. My guess is you're going to see in the neighborhood of a four-year deal at $32 million a year for his average, his AAV, his average salary. If that's the case, I mean, I'm still okay with it. That's a $128 million deal over 4 years. Maybe you backload a little bit of it where it's still payable at the end. Maybe you redo a, you know, you have it where it's set up where you can easily restructure to make it cap friendly if he's still playing well in the fourth year. So I think you're going to be looking at him. I think he's going to want to go higher than Aaron Donald is going to be my guess at $32 million a year. Does that change anything for you?
He's going to be expensive.
You have the money. I mean, you still have the money.
Yeah. But
like we said, it's a quarterback salary. Because you don't have to pay a quarterback, you can pay the premium defensive tackle in the league like a quarterback. It's one of the advantages of having a quote-unquote rookie quarterback salary. Everyone raves about having a rookie salary. What's because it allows you to do other things with it.
Yeah. Did you see where the...
Frankly, you cannot afford not to be in the Chris Jones hunt. You can't. What's the number one thing that D'Amico has pointed out?
Defensive line.
Defensive line. They need a defensive tackle. And they want one that can rush and stop the run. Here he is. And you have a rookie contract for your quarterback, which gives you more spinning room. Here it is. And the quarterback is better than expected, which means you have a better chance to win quickly, which is already happening. Everything aligns for Chris Jones to be the target for the Houston Texans. Everything aligns for him to be the target for the Houston Texans. I don't see how he couldn't be at the top of the list. He's more important than anybody that you could re-sign for this team. Anybody that you could re-sign. And I'm not saying, I mean, at $32 million a year, yeah, and you're going to give him some right up front that's going to be, you know, listed as part of the, it'll hit the salary cap as a signing bonus. But you could still do him. You could still get Nico extended if you wanted to. You could still bring back two or three of your other free agents that are not going to break the bank. Blake Cashman, I would make him a priority, frankly.
I think he probably is a priority. So, according to Pro Football Focus, the teams with the brightest future, with cap space, young players, best positioned to be going forward.
Packers, everyone raves about Packers being young. I'm sure Packers are one of them.
They're not one of them.
They're not. With Jordan Love, the MVP
Well,
candidate?
They're not a top five team. They're
okay,
not.
Texans,
obviously. Don't forget, Jordan Love's coming up now.
Yeah. Well, they'll get it done. They have to.
They have to now.
They had all this heartache and pain with him not playing and Aaron Rodgers stuff. And now you almost have to do it.
Yeah,
and he played well.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You got to. But you still probably get him on the cheap about 25.
So it's Lions for sure. Lions are not one of the top.
Top five positioned. Position for the future. Number one?
Texans.
Texans. with in large part because of Stroud and head coach DeMeco Ryans, but also because of the resources it has at its disposal. Only five teams have more cap space per over the cap. And the draft capital for April isn't too unhealthy either.
So are they going to say Bears?
Even after trading up. They can be aggressive and pursue a dominant interior defender such as Chris Jones or Justin Madubuike. I wouldn't mind Madubuike either.
I like Madubuike, but Jones is really
high. Yeah, he's a different deal.
But it's a different price tag for Madubuike.
After the Texans, so they got, next.
They got Bears in the top five?
Washington is next, followed by Tennessee, Indianapolis, and Cincinnati.
Huh. Okay, the only reason I said Bears is because of draft capital and money. They have a ton of free agency money.
Well, Washington is going to have... They're going to have Jaden Daniels.
Right, but they just... See, you notice how I made the Drake May stuff go away, Dell? You're welcome. All I had to do was put him number two in a mock draft. Now Field Yates is doing it now.
Everybody's got... Look at Jaden Daniels, number two overall.
I was the first one. There's Daniel Jeremiah. Well, Drake May, two. Wrong, sucker.
Right.
It's Jaden Daniels, number two.
I'm just glad that my agenda is thriving.
You put that in his head.
Yeah, he thinks.
Oh, you did.
He
Jedi
did
Ventures.
It. I'm the one who did it. What's it called?
You didn't incept me.
I did incept you.
You didn't.
And now the whole world sees it the way I see it.
Oh, look at that top spinning.
Yeah. Is it going to topple over? Will it keep?
Or is
spinning?
It going to spin forever? See, I thought they might have the, but here's my problem with Washington. They just moved on from Chase Young and Montez Sweat. Like, they still got some work to do.
Yeah.
You know who else, by the way, who's going to be a free agent? Would you be interested? I talked to his agent the other day, Antonio Gibson from Washington. Mm. Can play zone, can catch the ball out of the backfield, good size. He actually feels like a guy Shanahan might like. I mean, Slowick might like.
Yeah, and why not? I mean, if you can resurrect Devin Singletary's career, you can certainly do. Antonio Gibson got a lot in the tank. There's a lot. There's a lot there. No,
he
absolutely.
He barely ran in college. He was a wide receiver in college. They turned into a full-time running back. So he has, you know, he can mismatch you as a weapon out of the backfield a little bit. And, yeah, I think he's an interesting one to keep your eye on.
What running back wouldn't want to come here? Right?
Well,
I mean, if you saw what Singletary did last year.
Yeah, but you also saw it was hard to get yards sometimes.
Oh, yeah, but Singletary had a great year. Great year.
I think so, too. Yeah. Why aren't we talking about just hanging on to him?
Well, I think we are. But at what cost? I mean, last year he made $2.5 million. What are you going to give him?
Yeah, I mean, it really, if you're his agent, you got to fight for $7 million.
Oh, no.
Well, you got to, because you're going to say if he's going to be the starter.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's the starter for you.
$4.5 million, that's it.
That's not a start. He'll say no. We'll go somewhere else. And then everyone else can be like, we don't have him as a starter. We got him as a backup.
Yeah, right.
We'll give him $3.5 million, $4 million a year.
He's a star here.
You know what?
Yeah,
he needs to take what we give him.
Once again with this.
2 years.
Okay.
I'll give him a fair deal. 2 years, $9 million. I gave him $4.5 million. That's pretty good. I gave him a $2 million raise.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
$4.5 million.
I need to be the Texans cap guy. I don't want to do the hard stuff like figuring
just
stuff out.
Didn't last segment he have 3 catches for 26 yards? And now he wants to be the cap guy?
What else do you think you're capable of?
I'm saying I wouldn't get 3 catches only with Pat Mahomes. I said that. I put that out
there.
If I'm exploiting zone pockets.
I got you. Only. All.
Why would anyone let you run through a zone? Why wouldn't everyone just
Who's
man
checking
you up?
Me? Look at me. No one's checking me. But that's why you're going to sleep on me, and I'm going to end up with 26 yards.
You're not going to. You won't run 26 yards.
Three catches. I'll average 9 yards a catch.
No, let alone catch a ball. 3 catches for 26 yards. You wouldn't run 26 total yards on the field.
If I have gloves, my hands are sticky. Here's something else, though. I just want to be the guy that says what the contract should be. I don't want to be a capologist. That's too hard. Like, if they said, Lance, what do you think?
Look
I'd say,
John. Look at John. You said your hands are sticky and John is over here.
I'm thinking a warrior.
Of course. Oh,
Lance
sticky.
Is getting some sticky.
Oh, sticky.
Warriors, come out to play.
That one.
I know.
The new one comes out Friday.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Warriors.
New one's out this Friday. Or...
What?
I don't know
season if, four is coming
no,
out?
No, you know what it is? It probably just comes to Netflix on Friday. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's not a new one, but you can still see the itchies versus the stickies versus the ducks.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. No, I'd like to just people say, Lance, what do you think he should make? I'll go, 2 years, $9 million.
You know what couldn't happen? You couldn't be in an arbitration thing because you would insult every player. They would hate you so much. They would hate the team so much.
My first question would be, do you like Houston?
What?
The first question. I'm putting them on the back foot. And if they say, yeah, I'll say, good. And I've now set the tone. You like Houston. Do you want to stay in Houston? How much do you like Houston? Do you like to win?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to be the brightest for future?
Yeah. Would you like to get playoff shares?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, sounds like we got a deal. Sign here.
What's
the deal? $4.5 million a year.
That's it.
2 years.
Chris Jones, $4.5 million.
No, I'm not going to insult him. I'm going to have to give him the full load. I'm not going to mess around with Chris Jones.
Yeah, no.
I see you, Dell. Just skip over it.
No, I
didn't say anything.
Keep that.
No, don't keep that.
It's too late now.
You guys, can y'all grow up? Honestly, can
he
you grow
said
up?
It. I didn't do anything.
Can you grow up ever, John?
Every time we bring up Chris Jones.
I'm going to give him, okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure that's what he's looking for.
The contract.
Look at him.
I mean, this is the most immature show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Easily.
Lance.
You can't just know. You know exactly what I mean. It was a contract.
When you look
at you guys, what you do with that.
When you look to the right, when you look to the right and he's leaned back, head thrown back, laughing like that, you know.
You messed up.
You know what John loved whenever he had a calculator? Here's what he did.
Boobies.
606.
Boobies. Upside down.
Boobs.
No, you can even go to boobies.
You can do the full thing. Oh, yeah.
13?
Yeah. 1, 3, 5.
And then a 5. Yeah. You can spell out boobies on your calculator upside down.
Yeah. I did that.
I'm sure he did that. There's no doubt.
7:45. Hey, you know what? We got to do a whole. We got to talk about the Chevron Championship. And so we're not talking about that stuff. We're talking about the Chevron. We're talking about golf. We're talking about golf and how good golf is. And I've said this several times.
Golf's a blessing.
No, the LPGA, and especially this because it's the first major of the year, the best players are going to be here, and the best players are going to show out, and the best players – listen, the Nicklaus course is tough. I've played it a lot, and I can tell you this. It is a challenge, and they just dominated it. They're so good. Guys – the women's tour is so much more like our game than the men's tour is. It's not even close. I mean, unless you bomb it 380, you're not like the guys. What you hit it more like is the women, the LPGA players. They're good. They are really good. They are sticks. And you, my friend, can see them at the Chevron Championship. TheChevronChampionship.com. TheChevronChampionship.com. Get your tickets. You can get up into a suite. You can get up just on regular day passes, whatever the case may be. But I'm telling you, they are really good. I went out there a few days when they were here last year. Man, oh, man, they can play. And they are really, really good. And so if you're looking for – it's April 17th through the 21st. We're going to be out there the 17th, as a matter of fact. So we want you to come on out as well. It's thechevronchampionship.com.
ESPN 97.5, because every day is Children's Day.
It was a baby. She smothered her own baby.
Your morning continues on its steep trail towards greatness. And these are your Sherpas, keeping you on the straight and narrow. John and Lance, live in the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Just watching the story of the guy who got arrested for running on the field. Yeah, at the Super Bowl. TMZ's got him. Well, they got the interview with him.
And what's the story? He had a...
He said he paid $42,000 for front row seats.
So he could do this.
Because, and the original plan was to place a prop bet of a fan running on the field. And then he said, I don't think he could get it down. I'm not sure.
And it would have been limited. What an idiot.
He spent over $40,000 on tickets.
The chase for clout is a sick, sick chase.
When he tried to place the wager, it no longer existed. But at that point, he said, I was already committed. Why? I don't get it.
Well, you're about to add your $42,000 for it with an arrest.
He got a misdemeanor, though. I mean, it's only a misdemeanor. Whatever. Well,
you still have to pay.
You still have to pay. And he paid $42,000 for tickets.
What an idiot. Like I said, clout. he could act like it's all, oh, I was just going to make. You don't know that they have circles on stuff like that.
Yeah.
You would have made, you would have been able to bet like 500 at the most.
Right. And you spent 42,000. Mm-hmm. Apparently he doesn't care about money. I don't know. Whatever. According to Taylor Swift, according to Travis Kelce, Swifties made him move out of his house.
Why?
Because they were bothering him so much. He had to move out completely out of his house.
What's worse, Swifties or those guys who went to Matt Schaub's house that one time?
Oh, Swifties.
Yeah.
Well, let's ask the woman herself about her fans. We've got her on a mobile.
Oh, Taylor Swift is on a mobile?
What?
Okay. Hi, Taylor Swift on a mobile. Well, hi, you must be exhausted from...
Hey.
Yeah.
I just want to say that after a cool summer, it was everyone's wildest dreams that the Chiefs would go back-to-back. And karma played a big part in the Chiefs' fearless season. So don't blame me of my great love story with Travis Kelce. There's too much bad blood, and everyone needs to shake it off. So off to the Eras Tour I go to continue in Australia. Are you ready for it?
Taylor Swift on a mobile decided to do what a lot of people do, is just use all of her songs titles for sentences.
Yeah, that's what I noticed was happening there.
Yeah.
All the haters, you had to shake them off.
So. I don't know any of the names of any of her songs.
I think John would like that song.
Shake It Off?
Shake It Off, yeah. See if you can find it. I think John would start to bop a little bit.
Shake It Off?
It does go like that. I think you've heard it. Well,
there's two songs that sound like that. Something from the aughts, that's a pop song, but Shake It Off is the more famous one. John, I don't know if John's going to be into...
I heard these songs for the relative first time with my daughter.
I didn't know anything that Taylor Swift on a mobile just...
It was just all songs.
They were all her songs.
They were all her songs.
But people do this a lot with her because their songs have...
Yeah.
Like, everyone already knows. Like, people who don't like Travis Kelce or don't like them as a couple, they just say, can they hurry up and get this over so we can get her new song about Travis Kelce that she doesn't like him? Like, because she's known as the person who will write a song about you.
Will she?
If you break up, yeah. I mean, the most famous.
Will she write a song about Blake Lively?
Yeah, something about being women's power or something. Yeah. She'll write a positive anthem. Here you go, John. That's what
people say. Yeah, I've heard this. Mm-hmm. That's
what people say. See, she's the anti Miley Cyrus.
Why? Why?
Well, Miley's
reinvented herself.
She has.
She's done it several times.
Dirty to less dirty.
Yeah, less dirty.
Yeah, she's less dirty.
Less filthy than she used to be.
She was a little muddy.
Less filthy.
She was a little much.
Yeah. But no, she's now...
You didn't like her on that wrecking ball? In the white tee or tank top?
Yeah, no. She's... Yeah. No, thanks. Anyway.
Not dirty lips.
Well, and this is the last day of my hungovers today for 6.5 weeks. Last day of hanging. I'm going to feel like Dell every day now.
Hating Granado? You feel hating yourself? Because I hate you every day. So that's
how you
hate
everybody.
I don't hate everybody.
You hate everybody.
That is a wild way to describe me. I don't hate everyone. I don't care about
anyone.
I don't care.
I'm not going to care. I don't care right now. See?
You haven't cared about this job in years.
That's so untrue.
No, it isn't.
I put everything into this.
That is not true.
That is the truth. I just pour my heart into this job.
What is your everything?
How
do you define everything?
I pour my heart into this, and here you. This is what you said.
That is not true. I don't know. I know you care about your granddaughter, your family.
Yeah.
This show probably gets about 15% of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over exaggerating. I'm exaggerating.
Felt like that number might be high. Let's get
I'm not
Keith.
Sure about that number.
Before you get to a break, let's get Keith real quick.
Hey, Keith.
Holding on. What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys. Love the show. I just want to reiterate, Gilbert had the Chiefs 34-20. No overtime.
Oh, is that what his real one is? Oh,
yep.
He did say 34-20.
Yeah, he did.
He did say 34-20.
That's why Gilbert tried to lie to us.
I had it overtime. Yeah. I had what? I knew Keith would call him on that.
And then secondly, you guys know I'm a Ravens fan. Coming off an injury, J.K. Dobbins, Houston boy. How do you see his fit as a potential running back for the Texans? Thanks, guys.
Nope. I'm not interested in the guy who's injured every single year. No thanks.
Yeah.
Not interested. Don't touch injury, guys.
Yeah, and I like to refer to him as a man, as a Houston man, okay? So thank you.
Houston, man. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Well, not the way he put it. Okay.
He referred to him as a boy.
Yeah. Okay.
How did he say it? What did he say?
A Houston boy.
Racially.
Is what he said.
He said it racially.
I don't think it was racially. He just.
A Houston man. That's also somebody's committed a crime.
Yeah. A Houston man.
A Houston man.
Yeah.
Is out there ready
to
grab millions of dollars.
He's on the loose.
grabbing
millions of dollars despite injuries that stacked up for years.
He wouldn't be great trying to get away because he's always hurt.
Let's take a look at Dobbins' last 3 years, shall we? Go to ESPN here.
Plus, he's an Ohio State guy.
How many stats
did he get? Have a quarterback.
How many carries did he get this year?
How many carries did J.K. Dobbins get this year? Did he even play?
Got 8 carries against Texans.
Oh, he did?
Yep. Last year, he had 92 carries. He played 8 games last year, which is pretty good for him. And the year before that, he had 15. He only missed one game. He had 134 carries. Although, it felt like he was dealing with some injuries there.
Well, they shared the ball,
on
too.
Paper, I'd like to have J.K. Dobbins. In reality, I mean, it's 2 straight years.
Give him $1.5 million.
2 straight years of season-ending injuries.
Why are we throwing away $1.5 million?
Well, because he might stick around for half a season. $1.5 million. We'll pay him half for
paper was the appropriate term that Lance used because that's what his lower. That's what his legs are. Paper.
So, I mean, he's coming off torn Achilles. Pass.
Yeah, no thanks. No. Okay, Keith. Why are you trying to give us your trash? Well, I'm sorry, JK. I don't mean to call you trash. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Yeah, Keith, why are you handing us your running back doesn't play?
Oh, wait a minute. Him. That's right. JK Dobbins, I think I saw the stat. I think I saw. Yeah, he missed all 2021 with ACL. I just saw the 3 years and feel like he's been in the league longer. Oh, because he has. The last 3 years, he's had ACL tear, followed by injury in 2022 that kept him out of half the games, and then Achilles tear.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's what he's looked like. He's played in a total of 9 games over the last 3 years. What?
No, thanks.
No. No, thanks. Now, would I pay him $2.5 million? Yes.
Yeah.
If he wants to take some of that motor money. I mean, he is coming off Achilles.
Why are we giving him 2.5?
Yeah.
To do what?
Forget it. I'll get another running back who plays.
That's all.
Yeah, pass. Hard pass.
Let's talk right now about Chastang Ford. Don't pass on this. 1.9% financing for 72 months. How about that? You're tying up their money, okay, for 6 years. 1.9% financing. That's awesome. You can spread these payments out. F-150s on all 2023 Ford F-150s and discounted prices for truck month as well. It's incredible the deals that you're going to fantastic discounts, okay? Exclusive discounts to the 2023 F-150s, Ford F-150s during truck month. If you're tired of hidden fees, if you're tired of add-ons, if you're tired of markups, then get none of that. Okay, it's trustworthy. I love Chastang Ford. I know that they're going to do the best deal that they possibly can for me. It's the fantastic dealership. I love them. You'll love them too. You're going to be part of the Chastang family. A long-term relationship. This is going to be a long-term relationship that you're going to have with Chastang Ford. I'm telling you. Once you buy a vehicle once from Chastang Ford, it's the only place you're going to go. Okay? No add-ons, paint seal, fabric seal, window etching. They don't do that. They don't make you take all that stuff because they just give you the best deal they possibly can for you. If you're looking for the best deal and that Ford F-150 right now, you're not going to get a better deal than you are at Chastang Ford on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, or you can do it all online at ChastangFord.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pump it up.
Come on, Digna. It's too small for the both of us.
No, it isn't. Jump on, man. I'll give you a pump.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.